I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It is hard not to see it as a snub. Turkey's president would not take a meeting with President Trump's national security advisor today. John Bolton went to Turkey to talk about Syria with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. But here's the problem. You'll remember that Trump said a few weeks back that the U.S. would soon pull all of its troops out of Syria. Then this week, Bolton was in the Middle East saying something different. He said U.S. troops would stay in Syria until ISIS is defeated, and that a U.S. pullout would be conditional on Turkey protecting Kurdish fighters in Syria. That might be why Erdogan refused to meet Bolton. Ayla Jean Yakli is a journalist based in Istanbul. She says Erdogan himself is not calling it a snub.
He said that had he felt it was necessary to meet with Bolton, he would have, but that he had a busy schedule and that his interlocutor was his own advisor, Ibrahim Kalın, with whom he did meet. So Erdogan stopped short of saying that it was a snub.
And what else did he have to say about John Bolton's comments today about, you know, Turkey taking care of the Kurds and defending them?
That was the comment that angered President Erdogan. He said that if Turkey is to go into Syria, which it still is planning to do, he said, that it would fight all terrorists. And for them, the Kurdish fighters who are part of the YPG are terrorists.
Wouldn't a U.S. national security advisor know that and have expected this kind of reaction from Erdogan?
I think so. I think that it was quite a statement for Bolton to make, that that the U.S. expects Turkey to not fight the YPG when that is the ostensible reason why Turkey wants to go into Syria. The Islamic State battling them is something that came up during Erdogan's discussion with President Trump back in December. But until then, Turkey hadn't been talking about tackling Islamic State, but the YPG, the Kurdish fighters who've been aligned with the United States.
So what was the expectation and the intent of this meeting between Bolton and Erdogan originally?
It was supposed to be to coordinate the U.S. withdrawal and the role that Turkey would take on in Syria. And they need to coordinate this. Turkey lacks everything from logistical support to intelligence in battling Islamic State. The area in which the Islamic State is still active is much further from Turkey's border, and it hasn't been a focus. So the expectation was that this would be a meeting to discuss how the U.S. would withdraw and how Turkey could take over the fight against ISIS.
Gotcha. As you said, President Erdogan's spokesperson did meet with Bolton. What do we know about that meeting?
We received, as members of the press, a pretty tepid statement that it went well, that they had a productive meeting, but we don't have a lot of details about what was discussed, mainly that it was focused on coordinating the U.S. withdrawal and that it would happen at a proper pace.
Yeah, it's really the kind of the split between Erdogan and Bolton that we want to focus on. So how much of a blow is it for relations between both sides that the Turkish president did not meet the U.S. national security advisor?
Well, for one thing, it'll certainly hamper this effort to coordinate the withdrawal, and it could delay it. It could throw into question what role Turkey will exactly take on when U.S. troops leave Syria. So this was a much anticipated meeting. Turkey had been threatening to enter northern Syria to battle the Kurds for weeks, and it said that it was putting those plans on hold in order to have these meetings. And this meeting with Bolton is seen as critical for that. After his meeting with Erdogan's advisor, they did say that they recognize the need for further dialogue. So it looks like there's going to have to be more talks on this.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange because Erdogan had originally hailed President Trump's decision to pull out of Syria as the right call. Now it looks like U.S. troops are still fighting ISIS. So what now?
President Erdogan repeatedly talks about how he and President Trump do see eye to eye. even during some of the most bitter moments that the U.S.-Turkish relationship has gone through in recent months. So he tries to distinguish between the U.S. leader and other parts of the U.S. government, be it the State Department or the Pentagon, and in this case, Trump's own national security advisor. That's a pretty tricky line to navigate. However, there seems to be divisions within the U.S. government about how this withdrawal should take place and whether it should take place at all. So I think that Erdogan's focus is going to remain on his seemingly, from all signs, quite amicable relationship with Trump, that he somehow makes this distinction between what other U.S. policymakers are doing and saying versus what Trump tells him during pretty frequent phone calls, actually.
What are Turkish media saying today about all this? Anything interesting?
In some ways, they very much are echoing Erdogan's frustration with Bolton. They also take umbrage at Bolton's comments about the Kurds. For Turkey, the government has gone to great pains to make a distinction between the militia, the YPG, and Syrian Kurds, civilians, or members of other groups. And this idea that Turkey would attack all Kurds is something that they really push back on. They say that their focus is on these militants because of their links with the PKK. And so for the media here, there is a sense that some of the confusion, perhaps, if we can call it that, coming out of the United States is also impacting the relationship here.
Journalist Ayla Jean Yakli in Istanbul, thanks for your time.
Thank you.